This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague Antonio Colobasciano, an analyst for Geopolitical Futures. She's in Bucharest, Romania. Question about migration, troubling all the EU. Is there a migration problem in Romania? Antonio answers by referring to Schengen, the Schengen area. This is an agreement of trade and people moving back and forth across borders without challenge. That is now adjusting itself in Germany. And Antonia qualifies very carefully her remarks because this is a moving story. Germany's fearful of migration, migrants, outsiders, and has now put in some form of passport control or border control, east and north, we're told. Antonio comments on that and asks about Schengen in light of Germany's unilateral decision for politics to put in border controls of some fashion. Does this mean all the EU will revert to the old days? Everybody had a border, everybody had challenges, everybody had to show passports, and goods did not move freely back and forth. Remember that old proverb, when goods do not cross borders, armies cross borders. And then there's the fear of Russia. Here's Antonio Colobasciano on migration, Romania, Schengen, and trade. More of this tonight.
We do not have a refugee population similar to Germany, because obviously Germany is the place to go when you're a refugee from the Middle East, for instance. What we do have, and we are concerned, is the potential for increased refugees from the East, which means Moldova or Ukraine, which we did have. However, because we are not part of Schengen, and because we do want to be part of Schengen for trade, obviously it is more important to have open borders and more efficient to have open borders if you want to have the trade flow working properly within the European Union, and Romania wants to get there. We are very much concerned because Germany closing down the borders for whatever reason, migration or politics. Let's remember that the two parties that were winning the elections a couple of weeks ago are anti-migration and are actually supportive of such measures as closing the borders. So for any reasons, Germany closing the borders means that Schengen is no longer functional. So that leaves an open question of whether we do have trade moving freely within the European Union and whether there is a chance for Romania, who has supported also Ukrainian trade moving from Ukraine to the world. Will Romania ever get into Schengen? Is there still a Schengen to get into, or what kind of an Europe are we moving towards? So this is more of the question in Bucharest right now, considering Germany has taken this position. It's not very much concerned about the Middle Eastern refugee flows, because we did not have that.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.